The following program was produced by the United States Courts.
Welcome to On Topic, where we talk about the programs and issues, events and ideas that are shaping the federal courts. I'm Karen Redman. A federal courthouse in Fergus Falls, Minnesota has a new name. It honors Judge Edward J. Devitt. Judge Devitt passed away in 1992. He was appointed to the Federal District Court in 1954 and served as Chief Judge of the District for 23 years. Among his peers, he's still recognized as one of the most respected and influential District Court judges in our nation's history. Three of his colleagues, Judge Paul Magnuson and Judge John Thunheim of the District of Minnesota and Judge Myron Bright of the 8th Circuit Court of Appeals, were in Fergus Falls to help rename the courthouse. They shared their memories of the man and judge with us. Judge Magnuson, Judge Devitt was a senior judge when you joined the federal bench in Minnesota. What was he like?
Ed Devitt was, I think, justifiably and appropriately thought of not only as the finest trial judge in a circuit, probably in the United States. He was a judge's judge. He looked like a judge, shock of white hair, tall, statuesque guy, but he was just Irish through and through. You go to lunch with Ed and it'd take you half the noon hour to get there because he had to stop and visit with all the people in all of the shops all along the way. Knew everybody by name. Would be so jovial and so friendly with them. As a federal judge, he'd been elected. He didn't need to worry about that, but he did. That was his nature.
Judge Bright, you knew Judge Devitt when he was Chief Judge of the District of Minnesota. What kind of judge was he?
Judge Devitt is what every judge, what I would like to see every judge have. As I look, you know, as I remember my many days, he was the judge that had very good. He had a heart, and that's so important. And he had a kind heart, and he was a very good judge. He followed the law. He wrote good opinions.
Judge Thunheim, you first met Judge Devitt when you were an attorney appearing in his court. Do you recall that experience?
You know, he was a delight to appear before. I like to say he was somewhat tough, but I don't think that he actually was. He was just a terrific judge, a judge out of central casting, but he was really a master of running a courtroom, and so many of us learned how to do it from him.
When he was elected a municipal judge at the age of 24, while still in law school, Judge Devitt made it into Ripley's Believe It or Not as the youngest judge in the United States. The lessons he learned in his career went into his booklet, Ten Commandments for the New Judge. Judge Thunheim, I imagine you're familiar with the judge's commandments.
It's a little pamphlet. He wrote that back in the early 1960s, I believe. You know, at least all of our judges here have gotten their hands on it right away. It really is a wonderful little set of reminders of how to be a good judge. And it was one of his ways of helping new judges understand what judging is all about. I think my favorite is the reminder about sentencing. You know, one didn't need to send someone to prison for a long period of time in order to send the message. It was just a message to be kind in sentencing, which I think is an important message to give to everybody.
Judge Magnuson, do you have a favorite commandment for new judges?
There are no unimportant cases. It's the one that has always rung with me. The first one's also an awfully good one, and that's be kind. You get all the power of the robe. One doesn't need to be mean to either lawyers or parties. It works out fine.
And a final question for you, Judge Bright. Why Fergus Falls? Why name this U.S. courthouse for Judge Devitt?
He loved Fergus Falls. That's not too far from Detroit Lakes, where some of his family had lake places. He loved it up in this area, and it was very appropriate that the courthouse be named after him.
Thank you, judges, for talking with us about Judge Devitt. And that's On Topic. Join us next time. I'm Karen Redman for the U.S. Courts.